Welcome, everyone, to the Transformation Nurse Academy podcast. This is our weekly episode, Talk with Kevin, where we cover topics for all nursing fields with extra emphasis on emergency and critical nursing. Get ready for candid discussions that explore the vast landscape of nursing and beyond.
Good morning, bitches. Welcome to the Transformation Nurse Academy podcast. My name is Kevin. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate that you're here and stuff. Today, we're going to be discussing a story that I saw this weekend. Holy shit, this is crazy. This is a nurse out of Iowa. It says, nurse criminally charged in the death of a care facility resident. Prosecutors say nurse refused to let the staff call 911. Now, I don't know the insights. It's always easier to be a Monday morning quarterback, but this story caught my attention because this is exactly what I talk about nurses needing to protect themselves, not trying to take on more than you can. Listen, I've been off the floor for 4 years. I started back, maybe a month ago, the end of December, I started back. And even me, I'm an awesome nurse, but I have a hard time sometimes, you know, getting back in the swing of things, especially with this new EPIC program. And then I got all these motherfucking yahoos at work who know me, and they know I'm a good nurse, but they're trying to intimidate me and bully me back into bedside nursing when I'm still on orientation. I told them to fuck off. Like, you keep fucking with me, I'm going to ask for 10 more goddamn days. Anyway, this nurse, it hits home because it's an Army veteran. You know, I'm in the Army. Fuck the Navy and everybody else. We love you. We're just teasing, but still, Army number one. A nurse who allegedly failed to suction the airway of a U.S. veteran in an Iowa nursing home has been criminally charged in the man's death. Becky Sue Manning, 69. So this is what I tell you guys. You think that you are a nurse. You think that Becky Sue, you think that you're still that person. You're not. You are convict 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whatever state you work in. You are no longer you. You guys take your little pictures on Instagram and TikTok, smiling. You scratch out your damn license number. All we need is your stupid name, and then we can get your license number. We know what city you live in. We know what county you live in. You are no longer you. You're owned by the state of whatever nursing license you're tied to. Anyway, Becky Sue Manning, 69. She's old like me and shit. Of Lakeview is charged with felony wanton neglect of healthcare facility resident. According to prosecutors, Manning, a licensed practical nurse, if you don't know what that is, LPN, LVN, kind of the same thing, depends on what state you're in, refused repeated requests to provide physician-ordered care for a resident of Fonda Specialty Care Nursing Home. Man, Fonda, that's my sister-in-law's name. Fonda, what the hell you been up to? Can't you hire nurses who will call 911? Anyway, she works at Fonda Nursing Home. While working there in 2023 as an employee of Grape Tree Medical Staffing Temp Agency, we should investigate Grape Tree Medical Staffing because what kind of policies do you have there, Grape Tree? What kind of training do you have? We'll have to investigate that place. Manning has yet to enter a plea in the case. She was arrested Thursday and released from jail on Friday on a $10,000 bond. Her lawyer could not be reached for comment Friday night. Of course, the lawyer has gotten paid already, so they don't want to do shit. According to the state inspection records, Marvin Pete Jacobs, 87, died February 19, 2023, while sitting in his room at Fonda Care Specialty. Jacobs had undergone a tracheostomy, and because his airway tended to become clogged, the staff kept a suctioning machine by his bedside. Well, first of all, if it kept coming clogged, what were we doing about it to begin with? Has the staff that were taking care of this client, did they receive proper training? Did they receive proper education? Was this a facility that he should have really been staying in? Is it appropriate? You know, sometimes there's, I don't know if you know this, but there's different levels of care. Even here in California, there's different levels of care for home care, for assisted living, skilled nursing. So there's different levels. Should he have been in a subacute where he could get more care? Why didn't they have a respiratory therapist taking care of this patient? You know, they want to push that on us, so why don't they do that? I don't know the rules of Iowa, so if I have any Iowan peeps out there who are nurses, you want to give some feedback. Anyway, on that afternoon, an aide later told inspectors Jacobs was sitting in his recliner when another worker said Jacobs appeared to be in trouble and instructed her to get a nurse right away. Jacobs was pointing at his neck, gasping for air, and mouthing that he could not breathe, the aide told inspectors. So if that's true, that means he knows what's going on. The aide said she left the room to get the only nurse on duty. So one of our followers on our Transportation Nurse Academy podcast on our Facebook page, Amy PC, this is exactly what she says. Amy says, what horrifies me even further is if I understand everything correctly in the article, which I think you do, Amy. The LVN or the LPN was the only nurse on duty. They didn't even have an RN on duty. Not that that would have done any good, Amy. I don't even know if sometimes the RNs that get sent to these places, sometimes they don't seem to give a shit. Anyway, according to the aide, she went to get the only nurse on duty, allegedly by prosecutors, to be manning, and was absent for a few minutes. The worker who remained in the room later told inspectors Jacobs grew really pale and was gasping. So she, too, left the room and approached manning and said, would you please suction him? He needs to be suctioned. So not only did the aide know he needed to be suctioned, the patient knew he needed to be suctioned, but the only one that wasn't suctioning was the only nurse on duty. So I don't understand why, if you're a nurse and you're the only nurse on duty, do you not understand that you are obligated to care for this patient? If you feel that it's outside of your scope and you don't have the capability, why didn't you call 911? Because I'm sure that the paramedics could have helped you. Does that make sense? I don't get that. All right, so when Manning entered the room, Jacobs was pale, but soon turned purple and then blue, the aide later reported. Manning allegedly took his vital signs and told the aide Jacobs was having a heart attack. How would you know he's having a heart attack? Probably having a heart attack. If he was having a heart attack, because you didn't suction his ass and he wasn't getting any oxygen to all of his tissues. So I don't understand that. How do you know he's having a heart attack? Did you do a 12 lead EKG? Can you magically see inside of his heart and shit? Like, what the fuck? All right, so the aide explained to Manning that Jacobs had been signaling he couldn't breathe, at which point Manning allegedly said, just a minute, and left the room. The suctioning machine sat idle on Jacobs nearby the dresser. So he had one in his room. She left the room and then came back, I guess. I don't know. That's crazy. Why would you leave a patient having trouble? According to inspectors, the nurse allegedly by prosecutors to be Manning told inspectors the staff wanted me to suction him. And I told the staff no. I can't believe she just fucking admitted that. I was told that I would not have to do anything with the tracheostomy. Well, if you're a fucking nurse and you took the assignment and you knew that the patient had a trach and you weren't competent, you should have said no to the assignment. This is what I'm talking about. People refuse unsafe assignments. I don't know why that's so hard. You should have called the agency right away and said, this is something that's beyond my capability. Can you please send somebody else that knows what the fuck they're doing? And if you didn't know what you were doing, why didn't you call 911? Why didn't you call the DON? Why didn't you call anybody there to help you and stuff? Why didn't you ask advice from the aides who apparently knew more than you? So I don't know. It just makes me crazy. And I know I'm railing on a nurse, but the nurse is the ultimate person who has to say no. But the dust fall on the DON, the owner of this facility, for even allowing this nurse to be in there if they knew she wasn't competent. They should be held liable as well. So anyway, it says, I was told I wouldn't have to do anything with tracheostomies. Manning allegedly said she first left the room to get supplies so she could check Jacob's blood pressure, pulse, and oxygen levels, and that when she was returned, she was clammy and he had an irregular pulse. Yeah, because you left him suffocating and he didn't have any oxygen, you know, going to his brain and to his tissues and all of his other nutrients like glucose that your brain needs. I told the staff that I needed to go back to the nurse's station and find out if the resident was a full coat or DNR. Well, that's the first problem with nurses. DNR does not mean do not treat. That would be a DNT. However, I don't believe there's such a thing as a DNT, but I don't know that. I'm sure some of these other smarter nurses out there besides Kevin can figure that shit out. But DNR means do not resuscitate. Do not resuscitate means when the patient has died, you don't bring them back to life. That fucker was still alive telling you, pointing at his tracheostomy, that he couldn't breathe. So you didn't have to resuscitate him. You just had to keep him alive. which you failed to do. Anyway, she says, I had to go back and look and see if he was a full code or DNR. Manning allegedly told inspectors referring to the do not resuscitate orders that some residents have in place. Do we need to fucking have a class on what DNR means? DNR means do not resuscitate. Doesn't mean do not treat. She reportedly told inspectors that while she was checking on that, one of the aides approached her and said she was needed right away in Jacob's room. I went back into his room. He had no blood pressure, no pulse, no respirations. I pronounced him deceased, Manning allegedly told inspectors. So she let this motherfucker die. Then she pronounced. Manning reportedly acknowledged to inspectors that her fellow co-workers had each told her Jacobs needed his airway suction and that he had been pointed to his neck and mouth, that he couldn't breathe. According to inspectors, she allegedly said that despite her colleague's comment, it never occurred to her to suction Jacobs' airway. I don't understand this shit. Like, this is fucking mind-blowing. You're telling me somebody's pointing to their neck, they're fucking turning blue, the aides are telling you he needs to be suctioned. Apparently, he is a patient that has frequent suction, and yet it didn't occur to you that he needed to have his airway suction. That's just fucking mind-blowing. Pocahontas County prosecutors alleged that no fewer than four workers asked Manning to suction Jacobs' airway and that the staff had alerted Manning to the fact that Jacobs was asking to be suctioned and that their professional opinion he needed to be suctioned. I don't even know what to say to this shit. It's crazy. Prosecutors also alleged Manning prevented the staff from calling 911 when it became apparent Jacobs could not breathe. I don't know how this bitch could prevent you from calling 911. Any one of you at any time can call 911. You don't need to ask permission. If you think something's wrong, speak the fuck up. Call 911. Call a rapid response. I hear this all the time when I teach ACLS and PALS. Well, my charge nurse told me not to call the rapid response, that I had to call them before I can call rapid response. No, you don't. Show me in the policy where it says you have to call your charge nurse. If you have a charge nurse telling you to ask them, him or her, to call them before a rapid response, I want to know that person's name, because that's absolutely insane. Don't listen to idiots like this. This is what's going to happen to you. What happened to this nurse Manning if you don't wise up and read your policies? The Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals fined Fonda Specialty Care $10,000 for the death. So they only penalized him $10,000, and they probably have insurance and you don't. So they're clean and free of this man's death, but you are going to go to jail and lose your nursing license because you didn't follow your nursing scope of practice and your own thought process from your co-workers who were trying to save your ass. It gets worse. Let me repeat this again. The Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals fined Fonda Specialty Care $10,000 for the death. Then they reduced the penalty by 35% to $6,500 due to the lack of an appeal in the case. Woo! So this guy, U.S. Army veteran, go Army, fuck Navy, U.S. Army veteran died, and they only got fined $10,000. And this nurse, who's an LVN, LPN, is going to get thrown underneath the bus. I'm not saying she don't need to be punished, but this facility and the state of Iowa have a lot of explaining to do, because that means they don't give a shit about this veteran. It's in written response to the DA's finding, the facility's owner, Care Initiative of West Des Moines. Now we got to look up Care Initiative of West Des Moines. Said it does not admit to any statements, findings, or conclusion by the state inspectors, and added that it will continue to provide care and services for respiratory patients, including airway suction. Well, you should have fucking provided it to this guy, and you should have had training. Like, why would you accept an LVN? Where was an RN? Why weren't they on duty? Why weren't they available? Why didn't your staff, why weren't they trained to call 911? Jacobs grew up in Northwest Iowa, was a varsity catcher of the 1953 Auburn Tigers state baseball championship team, and a 1954 graduate of Auburn High School from 55 to 57. He served in the U.S. Army while stationed in Korea. I was in Korea too. Go fucking Jacobs. After his discharge, he and his wife Darlene raised three sons in Northwest Iowa. Over the years, he worked as a farmer and served as a partner and the owner of a Mill City Loader Corporation. That's fucked up. This guy had a nice life. He had probably had kids and shit. And he died fucking knowing that he's going to fucking suffocate to death because these nurses or this nurse wouldn't fucking step up. And I just don't understand that. Like, why do you think that would be okay to let your patients suffer like that? So I looked up the scope of practice for Iowa. Standards of nursing practice for licensed practical nurse. The licensed practical nurse shall recognize and understand the legal boundaries for practicing nursing within the scope of practice. The scope of practice of the licensed practical nurse is determined by the nurse's education, experience, and competency and the rules governing nursing. So if you weren't competent to take that fucking patient, you should have refused. This is what nurses need to understand. You are held liable for your own competency. Like, don't be a fucking dumbass. If you don't have liability insurance, you should get that shit. It says the licensed practical nurse shall demonstrate professionalism and accountability, which this fucking bitch did not do in any case. So that right there alone, she's going to get in trouble. Demonstrated honesty and integrity in nursing practice, which she did not. This is just on fucking page one. I ain't even got anywhere else. And she's already fucked and shit. Maintaining competence through ongoing learning and application of knowledge in practical nursing. Well, she didn't do that, and I'm only on letter C. Reporting instances of unsafe nursing practices by self or others to the appropriate supervisor. Where was her fucking supervisor? Who was her supervisor? Being accountable for judgments, individual nursing actions, competence, decisions, and behavior in the course of practical nursing practice. So we're not even off of page one, letter D, letter E, and this fucking scope of practice. And you can see that you're already fucked if you were in this situation because you didn't speak up and you didn't, you know. And it says right here, letter F, assuming responsibility for the nurse's own decisions and actions. So I don't know what to tell you, but she is kind of fucked already just by fucking one through. Let's see, what is this? This is Iowa 655-6.3. 6.31, 6.32, letter A, B, C, D, E, and F, if you want to look this up. I'll put it in a link so that way Jane can add it to this podcast so that way you can research it on your own. I encourage everybody to read their own scope. It says here, 6.3, letter B, conducting a thorough ongoing nursing assessment based on the patient's needs after the initial assessment is completed by the registered nurse. Now, this is where our California scope of practice, it doesn't say this. For the LVN scope of practice, it doesn't say that an RN must complete the first assessment. This is what I've been trying to find out. Like, if anybody can show me in the California LVN scope of practice where it says an RN must complete the initial assessment first, I would like to see it because I haven't found it yet. I don't know who keeps telling people this, but it's not in the LVN scope of practice. So I think you guys need to read the scope of practice if you're in charge of LVNs. It says implementing treatment and therapy as identified by the patient's overall healthcare plan. So she didn't do that. I mean, if you just keep going on, if you read this, I mean, their scope is very clear. It's very, I mean, it doesn't say she can't provide. It says a licensed practical nurse under the supervision of a registrar may engage in limited scope of practice infusion therapy, but it doesn't talk about, oh, here, let me search this respiratory, let's do trach. Tracheostomy. I'll look this up in here. So it doesn't even talk about tracheostomies in there. I'll look up trach. Doesn't talk about trachs in their scope of practice. So it doesn't say they can't do it. So think about that. The licensed practical nurse shall apply the delegation process when done so they can delegate just like we can. But it doesn't really talk about anything about tracheostomies or respiratory care. Respiratory. I can't even spell. Fuck y'all. Nope, doesn't even talk about that. So that probably falls under basic nursing interventions. So I would encourage you to learn how to read your own scope of practice. I would like to encourage you to try to see if you can know what LVNs can and can't do here in California, because I've been teaching LVNs for quite a while, and you'll be surprised what their scope of practice says. So thank you for Amy PC for bringing this up. You know, you read the article with me. Amy says, you know, the DON, the administrator, the owner, the setup of the whole cascade of events. And so we could see that staffing has to do with it, type of staffing that we have to do with it. And why are the nurses always the one thrown underneath the bus? Because we won't speak up and say we're not going to take unsafe assignments. So I hope that you reach out to us, give us some feedback on this episode. I appreciate you guys. It's been an awesome time with you. Again, this is Kevin with the Transformation Nurse Academy podcast. Fuck you, bitches. You have a great week, and we'll be following up on this case. We'll do another podcast next week on the people who were in charge and what happened to them and the owners of the company and the care initiatives in Iowa. All right, bitches, peace.
Don't miss out. Engage with us weekly. Share your thoughts and let's transform the nursing landscape together.